You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
A new baby and lots of mama drama. Real Housewives of Dallas After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
All right. We're getting a little country in here, you guys, tonight, because we're in the South, we're in Dallas. Want some country music to get us in the mood, right?
Yes.
Welcome, everybody, to the Housewives of Dallas After Show. So good to be here, and I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Jessie.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Glad to be here.
Super excited for this episode.
Yes. So excited that we're getting right into this.
Yes.
What are your immediate thoughts about this episode? How are you feeling? Any likes, dislikes before we really get into it?
I'm glad you asked that, because what I was talking to you about just before we went on air is Real Housewives has this thing where, like, it's kind of slow to start.
Right.
So it wasn't, like, the best episode of all time. I think it was a great episode. I think the content in it is important, especially with everything that's going on, even here in California with the four suicides that have happened around here. But suicide's been a big topic this year and just in general. So I thought that was really good content. And I actually tweeted something that Stephanie tweeted today, and Leanne responded, and she said she's here to help people that are going through the same thing. So I think that this was like a Real Housewives episode that I know a lot of people, you know, trash reality TV, but in some respects, this is real life and it can be helpful. So I thought that was good, but I think this is, you know, just leading up to the next
thing.
Episode looks so good, so I'm just like sitting here like, I want to know what happens.
Yeah, it wasn't the most crazy exciting episode, but you're right, suicide is a very important topic, so I'm glad that they touched on that and we heard their stories. Before we get into it, we do have a live chat going, so please comment, say hi, we'll give you a shout out, say your opinion, we want to see you.
I know. One other thing that I must say though is I'm obsessing over Stephanie and Leanne becoming friends.
Are
and
you?
I like, yes, because like I said last episode, I am the kind of girl who like loves watching these Real Housewives, but in the end I want them to all be friends. And I loved Stephanie from the very beginning. She was like, that was my girl on the show. And then last year I feel like she got kind of caught up with Brandy and they were almost like mean girls. And then I was like, come on, Steph, like this is like, you're better than this. And so to see her you know, kind of start something with Leanne and then become friends and like have this friendship, I'm like super happy right now. And I'm like, okay, we're all friends. Let's just end here.
Right. I'm always kind of like that. Like I always want all the girls to get along. And when they're all fighting and it lasts multiple episodes, I want them to be friendly again. And then when they're friendly again, I want the drama. So I don't know.
I know.
I can't decide what I want. I go back and forth. Okay, so let's get right into it. We jump back into the fourth anniversary party between Deandra and Jeremy. Lots of little tidbits that happened. The first thing is Deandra got up and said, surprise, we're going to have a marriage. Leanne and Rich, you guys should get married here.
Yes.
I mean, I'm assuming they were kidding, of course. But like for a second, I thought it was real. And I was scared because it was kind of awkward.
It was really awkward. And people online were commenting on it, too. And I actually thought it was, like, so good of Leanne to, like, kind of just, like... Because, like, I felt like Rich was, like, looking very awkward. But then he also said he sharted, which made it, like...
Even more awkward?
So funny.
Why would you say that?
I don't know, but I loved it. And I was like, dude, I love this man. He's awesome. So I don't know. It was just very awkward. I agree.
I thought it was interesting how DeAndra in her interview said, if people are not getting married and they're engaged, there's something bigger going on. Yet at the same time, in the middle of her party, she made a joke, or not a joke, that they should get engaged. Like, right. I think it's like, you know that there's something going on, but you're still kind of throwing your friend under the bus. I don't know.
Right. It was kind of weird also because she almost implied that it was like Leanne that didn't want to get married. But I felt like Leanne did want to get married, right?
Yeah. It seems to be more on Rich.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
So another awkward moment was when Jeremy got up and was thanking everybody for coming to his party with DeAndra. And he was talking about how he had sex with DeAndra within 5 minutes of meeting her. And his 19-year-old son was there.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Obviously, he was, they showed him laughing. DeAndra's mom was there, showed her laughing. But, and he was like, I still get horny for her. And yeah. I was like, yeah.
I know.
I don't know. It's like all the friends are clapping and they're into it. But I feel like at that age, I'm like, I don't want to hear this. You know totally. What I mean? Earmuffs kind of thing.
Yes.
So then we kind of jumped into the suicide thing, which I think we'll touch on later. But Stephanie was drinking with Leanne and they were becoming closer. And she said, drinking gives me depression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we had the transition with Stephanie saying that she once attempted suicide when she was 22 years old due to a really bad breakup.
Right.
And then Leanne admitted to us that she has had 4 attempted suicides, which is insane. So it's really sad, but I'm glad that they could connect on that and relate to each other. And like we said earlier, people can relate at home and hopefully, you know.
Right. I never thought about it like that. Like, I think that was a really good point Stephanie said, just talking about her drinking and how hard it was for her to drink. Because I never really thought, like, I've never had that issue, but like drinking like resulted in a depression for her for like days afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's really tough. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, it was a dark moment, and it was a little bit weird when Brandy came, because kind of last week they teased like it was going to be some big dramatic entrance with Brandy, and then when she actually came and had the conversation with DeAndra, it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're probably going to get into something bigger later this season between them, but Brandy is mad because DeAndra said that Brandy has a drug addiction, aka Adderall addiction, right?
Right.
Is that all that happened? Is there anything that I'm missing?
No, I mean, that's basically it. I know that last week we saw that she also mentioned something about her eyes, her always squinting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, all they talked about today was the Adderall thing, which...
And she has a prescription, so is it really a drug addiction? I feel like that's a little bit harsh.
Right.
I mean,
and I think that's how Brandy's taking it too. Like, I was prescribed this. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So, what's the problem?
Like I said last week, I thought it was kind of funny that Brandy came in the middle of her party, kind of made it about herself, made it a scene, but it actually didn't end up being that big of a scene and not dramatic at all.
Agree.
So,
you know what I thought was interesting during that scene also is that the girls went to kind of help the situation because they were worried that it was going to blow up, and they all went over except Cameron. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, all 3 of them went over except Cameron. And Cameron was barely in tonight's episode. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I actually really like Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about this more later because she comes up later in the episode. But so I was kind of missing her. And I was like, where is she? And why isn't she included? And what's going on?
I actually noticed the same thing. And just real quick, she posted, Cameron, to her Instagram, a clip of our show last week of Rachel saying that she loved her tagline.
Yes.
So, Cameron, if you're watching, hey, and we would love to have you in here.
I would die.
We'll do it if you're ever in LA, which I'm sure you will be at some point.
Yes.
But my favorite part of the night, or the ending of the episode, or excuse me, the ending of the party, was Stephanie was getting super drunk.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was...
She was so funny. And when she was so up on that lion...
Oh, my gosh.
I was having, like, flashbacks of Luann last season in Real Housewives in New York, like, falling in the bushes because I thought she was going to fall.
When housewives get, like, lit, it's my favorite thing to watch in the world.
It's so fun.
My other favorite housewife to watch getting drunk is Vicki Gunvalson from Housewives of OC. Like, I just watch her and I'm, like, I want to whoop it up with her on delays.
Totally.
She seems awesome. we do have an OC half OC after show, and obviously we have after shows for all the Housewives.
Yes.
And Jesse, I'm sure you can touch on what other after shows we have going on.
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to get into the next scene where Stephanie is planning the baby reveal party for Brandy. First of all, what a great friend. She hands you the baby, and mm-hmm. then she creates a $22,000 party for you.
Yes.
That's how much it was.
I know.
I mean, she should really keep her close, don't you think?
Yes, that is an amazing friend. And Brandy was so cute and sweet during it, because like you could see even in the interviews she was crying. She was like, I have a hard time when people do these things for me. One thing that they haven't touched on, which I just wanted to get your opinion on, because I'm just curious as well, if anybody is out there and, you know, chatting into us, what's your opinion too, is, you know, it's been, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks since she's had the baby. Why didn't she tell anybody? And I don't know if it's been 2 weeks. I'm not really sure at this point. But, like, why didn't she tell anybody else?
I don't know. I kind of wrote that down as well. I'm super confused. I don't know the details behind it, and mm-hmm. I haven't read up on it. But it seems odd to me that you would adopt a baby and then keep it from people.
Right.
And then yes. introduce it at a party.
Yes.
Like, it just seems so informal. It's like, it's not like you're, you know, I don't know, getting engaged. It's like you're having a baby. It just seems like a huge deal.
Right. So I've been thinking about this, like, the whole drive here, and like just been thinking about this even since last episode. And I was like, maybe, you know, the stuff with the miscarriage last season, she didn't want to like relive that. And, you know, that was so hard. Cause I mean, now that I have a baby, I can't imagine like mm-hmm. losing a baby. That would be devastating. So maybe she didn't want to talk about it, but it's like, these people already know, right? So they're not going to, I don't know. But I mean, I'm fine with it. It's interesting. It's a cool way to like present your baby to the world.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was weird. And then I know we'll get into more. But
I mean, yeah, we know real life is different from reality TV. But the way that it has been perceived on the show thus far is that Stephanie texted me and asked me if I wanted a baby. And like, now Stephanie's like throwing a party. And I'm like showing everyone that I have this baby. Like, not to say that she doesn't love him or anything, but it just seems very informal, which I think is, I don't know. I've never seen something like this before. Interesting.
And I just wonder like why they didn't tell anybody, and maybe they wanted it to be a surprise and do something different. I don't know. It's their third child. I don't
totally.
Know. Yeah.
Their prerogative. Before we move on, I do just want to touch on Stephanie's new house.
Yes. So I'm so glad you said that.
We did see last season that her husband really wanted this house, and it had a pool in the living room, and she really wasn't into it. And then he went and bought it without even asking her, which is like, I can't even get into that. So a little kind of tidbit is last year when I was actually at AfterBuzz, you guys had a guest on, and I can't remember her name, and I'm totally blinking. She was kind of like a friend of a friend on the cast. She wasn't a main person by any means.
I wasn't here that – I can't remember who it was.
Okay, but she was kind of like giving us some dirt before she even came in here and got on air. And she was saying that that house is like – it used to be owned by this millionaire who's like – it was like a party house. Like nobody lived in it. It was literally just for parties, which is – I don't know why you would ever have a pool in your living room, but I guess that was the reason. So it kind of in like this weird area – I don't know if it was a weird area, just like not homey, I guess.
Yeah,
so the
totally.
The fact that he bought it was very surprising, I think.
Well, last season when we talked about it on air, I was like, this is ridiculous, right? Like, who wants a house with a pool in the living room? I mean, one,
so
I do love swimming. Like, I wouldn't mind it. But when you have kids, like, what are you going to hire a lifeguard to be there 24/7? So the kids
dangerous.
Don't, like, drown? Yeah. So I was just like, what is this? And I mean, I was like, what really, what is this? But the kitchen also like was terrible, like a terrible design. It looked horrible. I was just like, why would you spend this money for this house?
The new, you mean how it looks now?
Back then. No, oh, now. Then.
I
don't
know. Remember what it looked like.
How do you feel now?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's nicer than my house. Let me preface it by that. But I didn't love the decorating.
Really?
Like, nothing like connected to me. Like,
see, I didn't go that far into it. I was just so happy with how the kitchen turned out because last season I was like, the kitchen is too dark and closed off and now it's like open and it's bright and I just love it. And like, I want to move in. So
yeah, we'll move in. Don't get me wrong. I wanted the decor to be a little bit more like some sort of vibe. It was just, I don't know. I didn't get a vibe, but I don't know.
Now I need to go back and look and try to see what the vibe is, but I was totally just watching it and I was like, oh my God, I want to be Stephanie so bad right now. Well, and they spent $1.7 million on the renovations. And I'm like, can I even spend $1.7 million on a house, please?
I can't even imagine. If my husband ever buys a house without consulting with me, and also if I say no and then he goes behind my back and buys it, then there's going to be a big issue.
I can't decide if I would be mad or
Really happy.
Yeah. I think I'd be really happy.
But what if you were like, I don't want this house. This is terrible. Let's get a different house. And then he went and got it.
Oh, I better be able to spend 1.7 on the renovations and then I'd be cool.
I know,
cool.
It's true. You know? It's true. First world problems.
Yes, totally.
Okay, so jumping to Deandra and the office drama.
Oh my goodness. With her mom. Yes.
So weird. Like, I just have this cold energy and vibe from D, like between them. It's just
from Mama D.
It doesn't seem like a mother-daughter relationship whatsoever. The way that she speaks to her and talks to her, it's so cold. It's bizarre to me.
It's so sad because we as a cast love Mama D, but today I was like, oh my God, because I love Deandra so much too. Mm-hmm. Like, she's amazing, just like on the show, but also she's been on our show and we love her. Mm-hmm. So I really feel bad about it. I mean, she's totally cold and this is such a hard relationship because it's hard for me to understand because I haven't had this relationship, but I do see how this relationship could happen because you are in business and because I don't know. I just did not like it. And I wish Deandra would do exactly what she said and like, go and start like find an investor and start another company and be done with it. Because what she was saying is that her mom kind of controls her with money. Mm-hmm. And like, that is definitely evident here.
Right.
But what do you think about, and maybe you'll get to this too, but like the part where she was saying, sometimes when there's a mother and daughter and they're both good looking, you know, they get jealous or whatever.
God. I wrote that down. I was so confused. I was like, what are you getting at? You think that.
But who's jealous? Because I never once thought Deandra was jealous of Mama D. And Deandra on Twitter tonight said, I've never been jealous of her.
Yeah. And I think that's what she's referring to, obviously.
Yeah, totally.
And it's so weird. Like, who's jealous of their mom?
But so that kind of tells me, like, maybe she's projecting some of her own feelings. Like, is she jealous of Deandra for some reason?
Yes.
She has to be, right? Yes.
Yes. And the truth of the matter is you brought up a really good point. Deandra should cut ties and do her own business and be separated from mom. They need to separate the mother relationship from the business relationship.
I agree.
Because it's not working together.
Right.
Because like she said, her mom has a huge control over her and the money, and Dee just doesn't seem like an easy person to work with.
I admire her for her business abilities and knowledge and everything like that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I wish I was that like savvy of a businesswoman, 100%. Like, she's on top of it.
Yes.
However, at the same time, this episode, Deandra coming in and talking to her about the packaging, I think she had a point. Like, this is how things are kind of trending. She's talking to the younger generation of people. They're trying to get new clients. And so she comes up with an idea and she brings it in and she immediately gets shut down. I mean, there's no even like talk about it at all. Because one thing Mama D was saying was that these are my clients. Mm-hmm. And we get that. And so I understand that. And maybe you don't want to make changes for your clients, but you know, maybe if I'm just like, can't there be some type of compromise where then, you know, you come out with a different.
Right. Yeah. Deandra could have said anything and her mom would have shut it down.
Right.
And you're right. DeAndra was right. Like, get new packaging. It's been 25 years.
Right.
Your loyal customers are going to still stick with you. Get the new kids. Get the younger generation. Market to them. And then you're going to make a lot more money. Like, it makes perfect sense to me.
Well, and if it's that big of a deal, then give your old clients who have been there through the whole run of it, just give them the same old packaging. Mm-hmm. And just get the... It's like, you know, I don't know. But that's how I feel about it. But I just am really sad about this because I'm really close to my mom. Mm-hmm. And now I have a daughter. And it's really important for me to be close to her. And it just – and DeAndra is such a great person. It makes me so sad that, like, her mom's treating her like this. And I hope that they can watch this. And I hope that they can also see Stephanie and her mom, which we'll get into later, I'm sure. But, like, I just hope that they can – fix their relationship.
Yeah, it's hard to watch because you're right, DeAndra is such a genuine, nice soul, and to see such a like opposite tough, loving mom is difficult to watch.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the dad situation?
I can't remember.
Is he alive? Is he around? Are they together?
I can't remember because I was thinking this today too, because she said something like, my mom, I'm the only one in my, or maybe Mama D said, you're the only one in my life and I'm the only family member.
She did say that.
Which is also kind of sad because don't you think if you guys were all you had, you'd be closer?
You would think that.
And one other thing that I wanted to point out too is DeAndra is so, like such a leader in every other aspect of her life. Mm-hmm. So to see her mom just like stomp on her is like really depressing.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then also like the verbal abuse stuff.
Oh yeah. That's just a classic arguer, someone that can think, like, whatever they think of, they spew back at you.
Yeah.
She's just one of those people that's impossible to argue with. It's so obvious watching her.
Yeah.
And no matter what DeAndra says, her mom will never accept it. Her mom will never change. Her mom is just like, this is the way it is.
Yeah. It's so hard because I do understand Mama D in some aspects of the business stuff. Because, like, I know when I was working, because I don't work anymore, there were things that I did that I wanted done like that every time. And if somebody came in and was, like, trying to change it up, I'd be like, no, like, no, this is how it needs to be done.
Yeah.
This is how it's been done. This is successful. This is what we need to do. So I get it. But at the same time, like, this is your daughter. She's not trying to take down your business. She's actually trying to improve it. Like,
right.
I don't know. It's such a tough situation.
We'll see how that progresses throughout the season. Jumping to Stephanie with her mom, which is a way opposite relationship. They are super close. And again, we kind of get more in detail about Stephanie's attempted suicide. She had a really bad relationship, a really bad breakup. And she revealed that she took a bunch of pills. And then right after she had done so, she walked into her mom's room and basically told her to call the ambulance. That was a pretty deep moment. What did you think about that?
I mean, I was pretty shocked by it because Stephanie, like I said, has been one of my favorites. And I just feel like she has such a... know, like, she, there's just like a calmness about her, and I just can't see her going through this like
deep of a situation.
Not to even say deep, but I just feel like she's a pretty level-headed person. Like, what would push her? But it sounds like the relationship, even though she didn't come out and say verbal abuse like Mama D did, I feel like it was, because she said, like, I always felt like I wasn't enough and I wasn't good enough, and he would always like make these comments. And that was really sad, because I just had no idea. And I think one thing that her mom said that was really important is that I need to remember myself is that just because certain people, she didn't say this word for word, but this is what she was talking about. Just because certain people don't tell their story doesn't mean that they haven't been through pain too. So I think all of this time we've known about Leanne and her story, not taking away from it, but we've known her story and we have an idea of what she's been through and how hard her life has been, but we've never really heard a lot about Stephanie's. And so maybe sometimes even like us as viewers and people on the show weren't as empathetic about certain things with Stephanie. And then you see it and you're like, oh wow, like, she's going through it. And when her mom said that, then it made me think, like, we're all, there's that quote that's like, we're all going through something, so like, don't judge anybody. But we forget that, we get caught up in other things. But it's a good point, because this is somebody that I didn't see going through the situation, and to hear her talk about it, and she said, I never talk about this.
Well, yeah, she's just like a fun-loving,
yes,
upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say ditzy, but I mean it in like a positive way. Small town girl, always friendly, positive, smiling. So you just don't expect that from her. But just goes to show you, you can't ever judge people. You have no idea what they've gone through, what they're going through, their background. And it's easy to get caught up in that when you're watching Housewives and people, yes, have $1.7 million renovations.
Yes.
And you think that they don't have problems. Well, they do. Everybody has problems, no matter how much money,
right,
or how, quote unquote, great your life is. So, right.
And I think this was a really good episode for Stephanie too, because a lot of Stephanie's, like a lot of things that we've seen with Stephanie up until this season have been, you know, about her kids and this and that, and not really focused on her. Mm. So it's good to get to know her a little bit more.
Good point.
And I loved seeing her with her mom, and their relationship is just great. And that's why I'm like, Mama D, please watch this and see like a good relationship. It was really heartbreaking to watch her and her mom cry together over like talking about the suicide.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine going through that as a mother with, you know, a daughter.
Right.
And just a loved one in general. It's just really, really sad. And I'm happy that, like, I was thinking, I was like, look at her today. Like, she's on here, and I hope that guy's watching. And he's like, shit, you know, oh, maybe I can't swear, I'm sorry. But I hope he's just like, you know,
I missed
like,
out on that one.
Yeah, totally. Because I love her, so.
Me too. We didn't get to see that much of Carrie,
yes,
this episode. We saw her briefly with her husband, mm-hmm, in her parents' house.
Right.
Because they're remodeling their house. I thought their little kid, Zuri, is so adorable.
Oh, my God. I love Zuri.
She's so cute. She says her parents' names.
Yes.
And the way that she talks is so, I don't know. I thought it was just adorable.
She's so cute. I love her. I've loved her last season, too. She's just the cutest.
Yeah.
I did think this scene was kind of, like, weird. And I'm, like, wondering if there's going to be something later that it comes, like, full circle with this scene. Because the scene was pretty pointless.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, they were like, we're renovating our house.
Right.
We're staying at Carrie's mom's house because they're in Palm Springs. And that was like it. Other than Zuri, you know, being cute and like, we all want to see her. But
yeah,
there wasn't really anything else. So it was
I wonder if like someone comes for them later and is like, you're staying at your parents' house. Yeah. You're poor. Or something,
yes,
like that.
Exactly.
I don't know, I'm making that up.
Yeah. So that's what I'm wondering. Like, why? Like, how is this going to tie into everything else?
Okay, so I want to jump to shopping with Leanne.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Her fashion. You guys, again, this episode.
Oh, do you hate it?
I mean,
because I was like, go, girl. I love those boots.
It's entertaining.
Yes.
I can't see anybody actually walking down the street like
that. I think that all the time. I'm like, she got out of the car and immediately as she put her boots on the ground, I was like, that's Leanne. Like, it has to be,
yeah,
right? She could only pull that off. And she literally pulls it off. She is like, I don't know, but if I tried to wear that out in public.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I would be on that like Walmart. What's that website where they make fun of people that are dressed weird in Walmart? Yeah. I mean, it's not nice. Again, we're talking about like,
right,
people have struggles and be nice to everybody. And
yes,
this is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But I would show up on one of those websites with like worse dressed. I would look ridiculous. But Leanne can pull it off because this woman, seeing her on TV, she always looks great. But in person, too, like she is so thin. Like she is life goals.
Killing it.
Totally killing it. If I was her and I looked like her, I would show up in those blue boots and,
all right,
the red boots and everything else.
I am,
on the other hand, what were,
yes,
you thinking?
Well, I was just going to say I am digging the fur,
yes,
jackets that she's been rocking.
Yes, me too.
But it's a lot of things put together. Lots of colors, lots of heels, lots of fur, earrings, whatever. So she wants to make an infinity dress.
Yes.
Which is essentially a dress that can be worn 164 different ways.
Yes.
Her goal is to sell it on the QVC network,
mm-hmm,
which many housewives have done this. Thoughts? Is this a good business model?
I mean, I think it is. I was shocked. I'm like, what is this dress that she's creating? Is it her wedding dress? And then when the girl came out, I was like, what is this, like a bridesmaid dress? Like, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And then when they started adding all these things, I was like, this is a really good idea. Is it exactly what I want? I mean, yeah, it's fine. It's not. Leanne stands out in her fashion sense.
Mm-hmm.
So for this to be just like a black dress, I was shocked by it. But at the same time, you know, everybody loves a good black dress, right? Because it never goes out of style.
You can't go wrong.
So to just take a black dress and you could change it, and they showed like 38 different styles. I was like, why has no one come up with this before? However, that's just my opinion. What did you think?
I actually didn't hate it. Like, I think that the business model is kind of genius.
It is, right?
Because there's nothing like that out there right
nothing.
Now. And they did a weird introduction of what it was going to be. She was like, I'm doing my dress. And I was like you said, like, what is she talking about? Mm-hmm. But a lot of the styles were super cute.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it could be worth the... Couldn't be that expensive. So I'm interested to see where it goes and if it can take off.
Yes. And think about like black dresses in your wardrobe. But like I know for myself, I have many different black dresses and I've had them forever because they really don't go out of style if you just get a plain black dress. But sometimes you're like, well, I want to like spice it up a little. So maybe you do those sleeves or like the cape. Sorry, I'm hitting things at this point. But, you know.
Oh, yeah, the cape was weird. Not my jam. But yeah, it could be somebody's.
Totally. And that's the thing. Like there are some things in there that I probably wouldn't wear, but other people would. And there's probably some things other people wouldn't wear that maybe I would.
Totally.
And so I just was like, this is so
smart,
interesting. And why has no one else ever thought of this?
I don't know. We'll have to see where it goes.
Yes.
If it can take.
I hope
anywhere.
It does.
Okay, so before we jump into the Bubbles and Bruin party,
yes,
I just wanted to ask you a question because we briefly saw a scene with Brandy and Brian and the kids and getting ready. And do you remember how last season Brian and Brandy kind of had relationship issues?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't touched on this yet. Do we know any gossip? What's going on? How are they? Are they not going to talk about it this season?
I don't know. So I think... And I literally was pregnant last season during the season, so I might have a little like mom brain at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what happened was Stephanie had been writing like blogs after the episodes about things, and I think she mentioned some stuff about Brandy's relationship,
mm-hmm.
which then put them in a bad space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Brandy and her husband, because like of going through that, like had become a little bit closer. And I think one thing that Brandy had said before was that her and Leanne were very close and almost to the point where it was like toxic for her relationship. Cause I think she was like, I don't know if she was like spending more time or more loyal to Stephanie than her own husband. So I think stepping back from that relationship and now getting back into it, she was able to work on things with Brian and, you know, things are going better now. But
yeah, well, you could see it last season. Like there was just tension, like when they would even be filming.
Yeah.
Like Brian just didn't seem present. Like he seemed moody and not into it at all. Like you couldn't hide it. And
totally.
I think with reality TV, putting a relationship out there, it kind of kills you or it makes you great.
Right.
Because you kind of can see all the flaws. And I'm hoping that it made them better and stronger, kind
right.
of reflecting on the relationship and saying, okay, how can we make this better?
Right. And actually, I talk to my husband about this all the time because I make him watch Housewives. No, he loves Housewives people, let's be honest. But I thought this same thing about Jim Edmonds, if you can remember him on Real Housewives of Orange County. I was like, he is such an a-hole to her. Like, what is his deal? And then my husband was like, he doesn't want to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but like, why is he acting like an ass? And my husband's just like, he just doesn't want to be on the show. He's like, this is how I would look on the show.
Yeah.
So I sometimes wonder if these guys, like their wives get into the show and they really want to be on it. I mean, hey, I would want to be on it. If anybody wants to approach me for Real Housewives of South Bay, I'm here. But my husband would look like a total... You know.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I'm dating a guy and he's very soft-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
He's the opposite of me. He's an introvert.
Yeah.
And so like you're totally ringing a bell with me. Like
yes.
If he was on camera, he'd barely say a word and he would look like he wasn't interested.
Yeah.
When really that's not the case at all. So that's a really good point.
Also, like some of these guys are, you know, have businesses and do things on their own. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want them going to work and then people like, oh, you're the guy that did this, this, and this. You know
right.
what I mean? You're like, oh.
Yeah. It is a show, but it is their real lives.
Yes.
So they have to like stay.
So I don't know if these. So that's what I think it is. I mean, that's what I hope it is. I'm, again, always hoping for the best for everybody. So I'm like, hopefully he just doesn't want to be on the show and they're happy and,
yes.
you know. But I think because of what happened with Stephanie, Brandy and Brian have been doing a little bit better. Good. And I hope that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a new baby will bring more problems, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the Bubbles and Bruin party.
Yes.
Let's talk about Cameron.
Yes.
We finally see her. We really didn't get to see her at all this whole episode.
I was sad because, again, I love her interview look. She looks amazing. And I just love her. She just brings, like, a brightness to the show. And I think she's funny. I was thinking about you, though, because she showed how smart she is. Would you have guessed...
Oh.
All of this.
The detective work?
Yes.
I don't know. She is smart.
And then Stephanie, like, drop of a dime, comes up with another plan.
The lie.
Yes. And somehow keeps everybody from spilling the beans.
Yeah. That was so awkward when Stephanie's husband, Travis, came over.
Yes.
And she was, like, trying to keep him into the lie.
Yes.
And he was, like, totally not... It's not that he wasn't into it. He was just kind of, like, thrown off guard. And, like, Court was shaking his hand. And it was just – it was such a weird, awkward moment. And then that kind of continued when Carrie was brought into the conversation, too.
It's so funny because it actually makes me think. Me and my sister have a code word that when we when something's going kind of awkward and we need to, like, get out of it or whatever, we have, like, this word that we say.
What is it?
Well, we changed it this last time she came to visit. Now it's my daughter's first and middle name, so it's Layla Grace. We're just like, oh, Layla Grace, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
So when we're in certain situations, we'll do this and we'll just say it, like, and just start talking about my daughter.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting at is now that I'm thinking about this, now that I saw how bad that situation went, I'm like, do me and my husband now come up with a code word that we say when I have to lie about something like this?
Oh, hell yes.
Maybe I should, to be prepared.
Yeah, but I think that it happens so quickly, like, there's no time. Like, when someone walks into the room, you can't be like, Layla Grace, right, and I'm having a baby.
And then Carrie almost ruined it.
I know.
So all that hard work.
I know.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
I do appreciate Cameron for her, like, little subtle digs. Like, Cameron, to me, is known for her kind of, like, funny mouthpieces.
Yes, totally.
That she uses. Mm-hmm. Like, how... She said, you know, when I have a party, I always greet everybody that walks in the door.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay, well, Stephanie's not going to be standing there waiting for everyone to walk in the door. Right. But also they were, like, kind of walking around by themselves for a while, and they're like, this is so weird. So I kind of got what she was saying.
Right. No, I totally agree, too. And I was like, oh, she'll be fine because later she'll find out, like, where Stephanie was. She was with Brandy.
Right.
And it will be okay. But then Stephanie came, and she's like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stephanie came in and was like, oh, hey, guys. And she's like, oh, it's okay. But then she was like, it was kind of weird. Like, no one was saying hi to us. So I was like, okay. Because sometimes I hate when people are like, oh, it should be this way. And then they act like nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, it's okay. But then she did say, well, if no one said hi to us or whatever.
I forgot how tall Cameron is in comparison to her husband.
Yes.
It's like shocking.
Yeah.
It's like... A foot and a half or something? Okay, I'm making that up.
Yeah, I don't know how tall she is, but...
She's tall.
She is. I know. I wish I was that tall.
Do you have any other thoughts about that party? And then she brought the baby out and...
I thought the party was so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Totally worth $22,000.
I don't know how Brandy kept it together with that baby because I had a however many week old baby that little guy was. And I tell you what...
Not easy.
I don't know if I could keep her that good for that whole party. So I don't know. Brandy's doing
a nanny, I think.
Oh, I hope so because it's too much. But Brandy is like killing it as a mother just in general. This woman gets up early to like do her hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shit show. I'm lucky if the house doesn't burn down.
Right.
Like, please, somebody
Especially
save
after three
me.
Kids. Three
two kids,
pets, a husband.
Oh,
you're like,
gosh.
All right, not today.
And her girls are like super rambunctious too.
Oh my God.
So
it just gives me like birth control for. Yeah. I am not ready for that right now.
I will say, I was never going to be a mother myself, but if anybody's out there thinking about it, it's actually like the best thing ever. I feel like I started a whole new life. But that doesn't mean it's not hard. It's definitely hard, and that's why I'm saying I don't know how Brandy does it. She's killing it. Mm-hmm. She has three kids. She still like looks amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, I thought the party was great. I just thought it was funny how Stephanie lied so quickly and made up the story, because earlier in the season, we were seeing commercials for what's to come. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I really thought that was, did you see the commercials where she had said she was getting a surrogate?
I can't recall. I'm sorry. I'm having a brain fart.
No, it's okay. Cause I was literally like, oh my God, is Stephanie having a baby too? Because I don't know if it's last season or the season before, but her and Brandy talked about having, like, getting pregnant at the same time.
Right.
So I was like, oh my God, maybe she's having a baby too. So now I'm like, oh, okay. She's not.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But then what did you think? So Carrie came in, she almost ruined it, but she kind of went with it. Mm-hmm. So that was good. But what did you think of Cameron's reaction once she found out that?
She was like pissed.
Yeah.
She's like excited, but pissed. She was like, I was right. And it's like, okay, like, it's not about you right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess if I figured something else out, I'd be like the same. I'd probably have the exact same reaction. Yeah. So I can't totally hate on Cameron.
I thought it was so funny. Yeah. It was just so great. One thing that we forgot to talk about with the party that I forgot to mention also is Leanne and Deandra coming to the party.
Mm-hmm.
First, I thought it was hilarious. Deandra comes in. She's like, well, if this is a baby shower, I look like I'm here to breastfeed. It's so funny. And Leanne came in again. Like, her fashion is
outrageous.
Yes.
She had like brown hair.
How much did that hair weigh? If I was wearing that hair on my head would be like this. I have to do like some type of.
It was too much for a baby shower.
But did they know it was a baby shower?
For an evening party? I don't know. It was just.
I don't know, but
sometimes. I love that you love it.
I do love it. And I'm like, I wish for like one day I could like wear some crazy extensions in my hair just to feel like how it feels, because that was a lot of hair.
Oh, I think extensions are a game changer. Like, you just feel like a celebrity. It's like very powerful.
Oh my gosh.
Hair is powerful.
Yes. And that hair was long and a lot of hair. But I loved the moment when she came in and talked to Stephanie. It was just like a real genuine moment. They were both so happy. You know, Stephanie was so happy to have her there, and Leanne was so happy to be there, because last time
that
she was in Stephanie's house was the two-faced Halloween costume.
Yeah, I don't like when Leanne's mean to people. I'm with you. I like that they're friends. I like that they're getting along.
Yeah.
For now, of course.
Yes.
But it's enjoyable to watch rather than fighting.
I agree. So I hope. So another thing that I forgot to talk about too, I'm so happy that they're friends now. At the beginning of last season, Brandy and Leanne were friends, if you can remember, and I didn't know how to feel about it at first, because mm-hmm. I felt like Brandy was using Leanne because she needed somebody, but I also felt like Leanne was using Brandy because she needed, like, mm-hmm. they both needed like somebody on their side, so they kind of came together. But then they grew on me and I kind of liked them together. So now when Stephanie was talking to Brandy, she's like, should we invite Leanne and Deandra? And she's like, yes, yes. And Stephanie said, I think Leanne's in a really good place. So, you know, what do you think about reaching out to her and, like, you know, seeing if you guys can make up or whatever? And Brandy said that she would be the person to reach out and she would try. So I'm hoping that this will lead into Brandy becoming friends with her too. Because one thing that I also did not like about last season is there's this thing with girls. My mom used to tell me this and I never understood it, because my thing's always like, the more the merrier, let's all be friends, like, why can't we all get along?
Mm-hmm.
But my mom was like, there's a thing about girls, and if there's three girls, they can't get along. And I'm like, what? And she's like, because somebody always is left out, so somebody's always feeling bad. And I'm like, okay, people listening to this, like, that is not true. We can all get along, three, whatever. But last season, I did feel like there were certain times where Brandy and Carrie and Stephanie were hanging out, and Brandy and Stephanie kind of left Carrie out of things or whatever. And then, I don't know, I just felt weird about when Brandy became friends with Leanne, and then she was starting to be friends with Stephanie again. Yeah. And then that didn't work out, because then Stephanie was kind of pulling her way. But now Stephanie's, you know, friends with Leanne. So I'm like, okay, now Brandy needs to get back on board, and then everybody can be friends.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping
for. Brandy did seem like a little bit jealous that there was a friendship forming between Stephanie and Leanne. So we'll see
But we don't have to be jealous people. We have our whole lives. We can all be friends.
I agree.
I like the drama, but I just hope like they all hold hands and like
skip right into the like, sunset.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect note to end on. Before we wrap, let's get into predictions.
Yes. Predictions. Oh, gosh. Now, there's so much.
So Halloween-y in here.
It is so Halloween-y.
It's scary. All right. What are your predictions for the next episode?
Okay, so the next episode we saw that they're going to go on a trip. Do you know where they're going on a trip to?
Beaver Creek.
What is that?
Who the heck knows?
Yeah. I don't know where it is or what it is, but it looks amazing because Cameron's house there is sick. And anytime it's so not sick. In use, I will definitely go.
Yes.
But I really, like, if I didn't see the previews, I'd say Brandy and Leanne are going to make up and they're all going to be friends, and because that's like my goal. Mm-hmm. But things seem to go like insane. Like I was saying earlier, Housewives gradually gets into things, mm-hmm. and I feel like, well, now we're at episode 3, let's do this, because it does not look good. And it looks like Cameron must have said something about adopting a baby, and it really hurt Brandy. And then she says, I don't want this person in the house. Who's she talking about? Brandy?
I thought Carrie. I thought there was some drama between her and Carrie because she's like, "Why are you mad that they didn't tell you, Carrie?" or something like that. Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Oh yeah, I saw
could,
that.
I could be wrong, but I don't know. We're going to have to find out. But
so what do you predict?
Well, I mean, you know what? I love that Housewives does the same recipe. It's like introduction, girls trip. Yes. Every single, you know, season, every single city. And the girls' trips are always the best, and it always leads into the drama right away. Yes. So I think we're going to get right into that. I don't know. I'm excited to see Cameron get a little feisty because that's her middle name. So I think we're going to see a lot of that. And I think we're going to see how all of the friendships are playing out between Brandy, between Stephanie, between Leanne, and that whole drama. So I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I cannot wait.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. Jessie, where can everybody find you on social media?
Hi, guys. I'm Jessie Zanner. Thanks so much for joining us. You can find me on social media at Athletic.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at Shanti Christina.
All right.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.